Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are bustling, but everybody else in between throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday has begun. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack. We've got a full house here this evening. Andrew McInnes will join us. McInnes will bat leadoff. We've got Anthony Trace from PFF, Pro Football Focus, one of the best websites in the business. Pro Football Focus is Anthony Trace will join us, although we'll talk college football with Anthony. He's their senior lead college football analyst. We talk college football with Anthony Trace. We talk college football baseball with Steve Merrill. Full house. Los Angeles Dodgers have taken a 3-2 lead right now on the Washington Nationals. We'll keep our eye on this. Obviously, the Juan Soto talk continues throughout the week. I kind of maintain and do believe that if the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to trade for Juan Soto, they would have traded for him by now. They wouldn't let him be playing for the Washington Nationals right now. Right? Like, why would they let him, like, take a chance of getting hurt and playing for another team if they actually were going to do this? So, I don't think they are. I don't think the Dodgers are going to do this. Are the St. Louis Cardinals, Seattle Mariners, the Mets, Yankees? Speaking of which, the Mets beat the Yankees tonight. Mets beat the Yankees. I know many of you are not interested and don't care, but the fact of the matter is, I don't care whether you are interested or not. Soccer fans are interested. We got the Canadian Championship going on right now as we speak. And I got to tell you, like, I'm right across from the stadium, man. I haven't seen a Whitecap game like this all year. Of course, the one game I'm not at right now. I was there Saturday. They lose to the Chicago Fire. I don't know where the hell these people are coming from. I never seen so many people in my life. I stepped out for pizza in between shows tonight, and it was basically like just thousands of people coming from every direction. Whitecap jerseys, Azzurri jerseys, a lot of like Italian jerseys. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, is like Italy playing tonight? And I'm like, oh yeah, they kind of are, right? Like, they kind of are. As TFC have the big money signings from the Azzurri Euro team. And TFC are all heavily hyped coming into tonight's match. They ended up closing as big favorites. As it is right now, it's 1-0 for the Whitecaps. And this is a big game. Like, this isn't just a regular, this isn't like a regular season MLS game. This is actually, it is the Canadian Championship. And yeah, whatever, you might laugh, who cares, the Canadian Championship. Well, number one, you get a freaking trophy. It's not like the Whitecaps are on the verge of winning the MLS championship here, right? So, number one, you get a trophy. Number two, and I should say number one, more important than the trophy, you play in the CONCACAF, man, right? So Vancouver would host, like, Mexican teams now. Like, Montreal did this and actually made it to the freaking final. And they made a ton of money because they were getting, like, 56,000 people a game in Olympic Stadium because it was big-time stuff, right? So the winner of this game represents, you know, is in the CONCACAF. The CONCACAF Champions League. So it's a big time, it's big time. Let's roll. It's the Twisted Tuesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are bustling, but everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. SiriusXM channel 159, a mightier 1090. ESPN Radio, shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Countdown to kickoff is on. We're breaking it down. NFL preseason starts next Thursday. Raiders and Jags. Raiders laying 2 points, total 33.5. We talk college football tonight with Anthony Trace from ProFootballFocus.com, one of the best websites in the business. Anthony is their lead college football analyst. We talk college football with Anthony Trace. We talk college football with Steve Merrill. Wager Talk and ProSportsInfo.com. Andrew McKinnis steps up and in. We'll talk CFL football, Major League Baseball, and whatever else he happens to be wagering on. A lot of stuff to unpack, a lot of stuff to break down. Let's start off in Los Angeles tonight. As the Los Angeles Kings have announced that they're going to retire Dustin Brown's number 23. And not only are they retiring his number, which is a pretty big honor, they are building a statue for him outside of the arena. And, you know, no offense to Dustin Brown, but these are the people that have statues outside the crypt right now. Wayne Gretzky, Luke Robitaille, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Jerry West, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Chick Hearn, Bob Miller, Oscar De La Hoya, and Elgin Baylor. Now, the last time I checked, Dustin Brown is not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Last time I checked, Dustin Brown is not Magic Johnson. Am I missing something? Like, so what, Dustin Brown's going to have a statue before Kobe? Dustin Brown? What about Marcel Dion? Man, he is the face of the Los Angeles Kings. Did he win a cup? No. So what? You know, you want to do a statue of anybody for the Los Angeles Kings? I hate to, like, burst people's bubble. They didn't win when Wayne Gretzky was there. They didn't win. They lost to the Montreal Canadiens in 5 games. Dustin Brown statue. So I guess Jonathan Quick gets a statue. Drew Doughty gets a statue. Everybody gets a statue. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As I was saying, the late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. I believe we were in the middle of something. Anyone who watches a lot of Star Trek, I don't know, we got caught in a matrix or some sort of vortex or some sort of black hole for your Raider fans. Let's call it a black hole. I am Morenci. Just one of those. We got zapped. We got zapped into space, but hey, we're good. We're good. So as I was talking about Dustin Brown, we'll bring McKinnis in a moment here. I was talking about Dustin Brown. And, you know, so he gets his number retired. He accumulated 700. Listen, he's a great player. 325 goals, 387 assists, 738 penalty minutes. Let me just put it in context. So the Los Angeles Kings organization, you're going to have 3 statues. No. The Montreal Canadiens have won 24 Stanley Cups and have 4 statues. What do the Los Angeles Dodgers have? They got Jackie Robinson and Sandy Koufax. Like, a statue is a statue lasts forever, man. Like, a statue is, like, to me, you know, it's, you gotta, I don't want to start insulting everybody. I think there's too many statues outside that arena as there is anyways, already. Why is there a Wayne Gretzky statue there? Like, really, let's just call it off for what it is. No one's going to say it. I'll say it. Why is there what? Because he was popular? Oh, he's popular. Let's give him a statue. You didn't win. You lost. You didn't win. You can't put, you know what I mean? Like, so, okay, he was there for a couple of years. You want to put a statue? All right. Luke Robitaille, I get. Luke Robitaille, all right. Where's there a Marcel Dion statue? And if you're putting a Dustin Brown statue up, then you better put a Jonathan Quick statue up. You better put a Drew Doughty statue up. He's the captain. What are we doing here? Paul O'Neill, the Yankees, is freaking Monument Park next to Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle. We're putting everybody in these monuments and statues and everything. It's enough we retired your number, bro. Like, seriously, you got to be like a dead president to get a statue. I can't be building statues for everybody. A statue? Who are you? We're Rockefeller. A statue? Everybody with their statues. Everybody were too nice in today's era. I see people in our chat. He gave a lot to the Kings. Good for him. You're retiring his number. That's enough. The Montreal Canadiens, you can be in the Hall of Fame and they won't retire your number. Steve Shutt, one of the greatest wingers ever to play the game. Guy's in the Hall of Fame. Little kid Cole Caulfield's running around his number now. Like the Canadian said, listen, if we retire everybody's number, we're going to run out of numbers. We have a lot of great players here. Act like you've been there before. That's my way. That's how I feel about statues. I'm a Toronto Raptor fan. People are talking about building Kyle Lowry a statue. For what? For what? What, because he didn't hate the city? Because he had a good time at the parade? Of course he had a good time at the parade. He just won a championship. Oh, he loves the Raptors. Yeah, he loved the Raptors so much, he wanted to leave and go play for the Miami Heat. Let's build him a statue. Enough of your freaking statues. Sex dolls, statues, robots, enough. All right, no more statues. And I'm a big jerk here. I'm not coming at Dustin Brown. But as I state, look at the Los Angeles Dodgers. You got Sandy Koufax, and what are we going to do? Well, let's build a Tommy Lasorda statue. Well, we better make one for Duke Snyder. What about Don Drysdale? Where does it end? Right? And like I said now, it's all you people nowadays. Sound like Don Cherry. All you people nowadays. Everybody's got to be the greatest ever. Oh, he's the best. Everything was the best. Let's build statues. Let's bring in Andrew McInnes right now. What's going on, McInnes?
What's going on, Gabe? Yeah, I think that, it's a nice enough thing to have your jersey retired. A statue, that's something else, man. I think it kind of reminds me of in free agency when you're signing players and you're a star player and you see somebody else get paid a certain amount of money and now you're thinking, okay, I deserve around that. How many people now are going to think they deserve a statue? You know,
I like that, McKinnis. Put it in your contract. You must build a statue for me. I really like that, McInnes. I love it. If I sign with your team and I win a championship, I want you to build a statue outside the arena. I love that.
That's ridiculous. I don't think you're being insulting at all, Gabe. I don't think you are at all because
you know what I'm saying. Like Jonathan statues, Quick. Like you're Dustin Brown. You're not even like. Yeah. I know you're popular and stuff. We're retiring your number. That's what retiring numbers are for. We're showing you clout. You know what I mean? Statue, bro. That's a little over the top, don't you think?
Well, because how many more statues are going to get handed out, whether it's for the Kings or whether it's for other teams, and the whole captain thing. When I was just listening backstage here, when you're talking about the captains, does every successful captain deserve a statue now?
Okay, well, you tell me, McInnes, how the hell do you make a Dustin Brown statue and not a Drew Doughty statue now? Drew Doughty is Drew Doughty was one of the reasons you won a cup. And then, so what, you're going to make a statue? You're going to tell me you didn't win a cup because of Jonathan Quick and those two cups? Yeah, Jonathan Quick? Jonathan Quick was like the damn reason you won. You better make a Jonathan Quick statue. I'm dead serious. Yeah, like, where the hell's a Marcel Dion statue?
When I think of that cup run, Gabe, I think of Jonathan Quick.
Of course you do. Do you think of Dustin Brown? No. I think of Richards and Carter. I think of a lot of guys. I get it. And you know what? Let's make a statue for their Coke dealer, too. Right? And why not make a statue for Gina Lynn? Right? Like, where does it end? And I've said too much. Where does it end? As I stated, I have no problem with retiring people's numbers. You want to retire their number, that's a great honor right there. And you put your name up, nobody's ever going to wear this number again for organization. Statue, man. Come on, man.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Like, you know, there should be a statue of, like, Jerry Buss, Kareem, Magic, Colt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and even then, you know, it starts to, you know, get out of control here. Like I said, Paul O'Neill's in Yankee Monument Park now. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
All right, now we're good. This is Sports Rage. We were back, but I understand we weren't at full power. We're at full power now. I am Gable Morenci, and I would start snapping, but it's too hot to snap. Right, it's too hot. I'm already, like, literally, like, dripping and stuff like that. It's like, man, it's a good thing I'm winning my bets. Man, we smoked it tonight in that Commissioner's Cup. The WNBA Commissioner's Cup. So, yeah, we're just talking about the statues. We'll move on from the statues. Shout out to Sooner Lease in Oklahoma. It's like they got to you have to win a Heisman, and they'll put a statue up of you. See, I like that. Right? So I guess, but like I said, like it's a little different. You win a Heisman, but as I said, it's not a disrespect against Dustin Brown. It's not a disrespect against Dustin Brown. It's just like where does it end? Right? Like at what point? At what point does it end? Like I said, so you got Dustin Brown. You have no choice now. You're going to have to put up Jonathan Quick. You're going to have to put up a Drew Doughty now. Like I said, like Paul O'Neill and Yankee Stadium and stuff. People are going too far with this. We're too nice nowadays. Everybody's got to be the greatest and the best and all this. All right, so speaking of the best, the Dodgers, baby. They're grinding right now. It's not easy, but they are up on Washington. We're looking to close out a parlay here. We got Andrew McInnes with us. So I guess that's about it, McInnes, as far as my statue rage is concerned.
Real quick, Gabe, I'll just say this. I mean, the people that are getting their number retired, that's still a massive, massive achievement. And both of you and I are not taking anything away from that. It's the statue thing that has us kind of questioning it. You know, so for the record, I think that Dustin Brown most certainly deserves his number retired.
I would agree.
I think his jersey deserves to get hung up. And so just to kind of shed some positivity, I think he has done great stuff for that team. I think he was loyal to that team. I think he was a great leader, and they had success with him. So he was great for that organization. But in summary, I mean, you look around the league, you look around just the sports world in general, I think that caught the sports world off guard, or at least the hockey world off guard today. No shocker that he's getting his jersey retired, more than deserving. And you see it all the time. And I know people are going to make jokes. Well, now this guy deserves a jersey retired. This guy deserves a statue. But in all seriousness, he was a great leader for that team. He certainly deserves his number retired. We're just a little bit, questionable about the statue.
Well, we've got breaking news, actually, as far as statues outside the crypt. The Lakers have just announced, actually, with all the talk of the Dustin Brown statue, the Lakers have just announced that Anthony Davis will get a statue, but of course it'll be broken. A couldn't resist. It was bad. It's a bad joke.
Well, I hate to
say that. That was pretty good, actually. Matthias, there's your promo. There's your promo.
I hate to say it, but that could be used for Dowdy as well these days, honestly. That same joke could be used for him right now.
I was going to say there was my promo, but McInnes talked underneath me and just ruined it. You killed my promo right there.
He tried.
I know, like dear God. There goes the promo. Drew Doughty's 100 years old, bro. Anthony Davis is a little difference between Drew Doughty and Anthony Davis. You can't take pot shots at Drew Doughty. The guy's been in the league for a million years, right? He makes a lot of money, I get it. But he's been in the league a long time, right? Anthony Davis in his prime. And like I said, I'm dead, yeah. No, Alice Caruso's not getting a statue. They'll probably give a statue to Horton Tucker. They love him so much.
Alex Caruso.
They do love him. They do. As far as Clayton Kershaw, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, how do you not have a Tommy Lasorda, right? If you think of the Dodgers, Tommy Lasorda. But as I stated, you can't start making statues for everybody. See, we get carried away. It's sort of like the Hall of Fame. Me and Kurtz talk about this. Like the Hall of Fame, every year they put people in the Hall of Fame. There might be a year where really no one deserves it, but they do it anyways. You know what I mean? You know, we're just sort of, we want to celebrate, we're in a gratuitous, we want people to think that we saw were the best and stuff too, right? And like I said, nothing against Dustin Brown and stuff, but like, statue, come on, man. Like, does Gordie Howe even have a statue? Like I said, to put it in context, the Montreal Canadiens have won 24 Stanley Cups. They have four statues, right? They have four. And they're not really interested in making any more. that's that, right? They got four. Guy Lafleur, Jean Beliveau, Rocket Richard, and Howie Morenz. There's your statues, right? And they're, like I said, they've won 24 Stanley Cups, right? Their attitude is, well, we can't build a statue for everybody. We're going to have a million statues. Or we can't retire everybody's number because we're going to run out of numbers. But Dustin Brown, congratulations. We're sorry to rip you if you're tuning in. We're not ripping you. Just stating, you know. Just calling it like it is. All right, so I haven't taken a look at the CFL numbers. This is actually the first time I'm looking them on the blind here. Right, I can't see because all the sweat in my eyes. But this is the first time I'm looking at these numbers. So we got Thursday Night Football. It's true. I'm having a hard time seeing here. Having a hard time with everything. I'll be honest with you, too. You know what happened before, guys? Everything got unplugged. I tripped over a cable before. It's one of those days, bro. Like, I'm tripping over things. It's hot as hell. Like, you know what I mean? I banged my knee against the desk earlier. You know what I mean? Stuff like that keeps happening. So I got a bunch of stupid cables around me and lights and all this stuff and whatever, man. You know what I mean? So I got up and I tripped kind of and I, whatever. Except I didn't realize that it unplugged, Matthias. So the whole time I thought everything was plugged in. It wasn't, bro. So just right out of the blue, everything just went poof. I was gone. I'm actually amazed I got back on track as quickly as I did. So I'm looking around. I'm like, what the hell? So I look around. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I'm like, well, like, I've never seen this before. I've never just been like zapped into darkness. Boom. I went into darkness. And I'm like, what the hell? Is there a power outage? And then I look down, bro, and I see not plugged in. The thing that I tripped, it was like hanging, outside, like the plug, like I tripped. So like everything was plugged in except the jack. So I'm looking down, I'm like, you son of a, one of those nights. Like I said, man, I could use alcohol here. I really could.
The best part was, Gabe, when you had the outage, the camera froze and it looked like you were looking down. So I couldn't figure out if you might have found something on the floor that was crazy or what. So I held off for like 5 seconds, 10 seconds. I was thinking, what are you going to say? What's on the floor?
I know there's like a 5 second or like a 5 second cue or something for serious. I just told you guys in a message, hit the music and I'll be back. I don't know. I wasn't really sure what happened, but anyways. We're back. Like I said, we've had a good night with the games. If I lost a bunch of money tonight, I'd really probably be raging right now, but I'm good. So Alouettes and the Hamilton Tiger Cats, McInnes. Thursday night, Montreal, +3, total 49.5. What's your pick, McInnes?
I'll tell you what. I am never, and you hear me right now on this show, I will not take another under on the year with the Montreal Alouettes. I told myself going into the season, they're going to be an over team, and I've just put myself in positions with taking, I think I've taken two unders involving them so far this year. They find themselves 5-1 to the over, and they're putting up points. You know, like, they have a 2-4 record. They're 4-2 against the spread. This is a team that has not performed fully to their level. Last week, putting up 40 points here. Hamilton 1-5 ATS, 1-5 straight up. They're a team that I don't trust, because you know what? They consistently choke, and their defense hasn't been great. Seeing the offense that I saw from Montreal last week, despite a couple of injuries from them, I'm looking to back them this week, Gabe.
49.5, a manageable number. I know the Hamilton BC game went under last week. It was extremely hot in the dome. The roof was closed, and you know the players had a hard time dealing with it. But you're right. What, the Alouettes now, what is it, 5 out of 6 have gone over the number, right? I mean, only one game stayed under. Alouettes are, they like you said, they can put points up on the board. Game is on ESPN Plus at 7:30 Eastern time. I like the over 49.5, and you're saying you like the plus the points here with the underdog, McInnes.
Yes, sir. And Gabe, I got to ask you this, because I haven't been able to figure this out. Do you know why pretty much every game for Montreal has been on a Thursday this year?
No.
Because I don't know. And every single game they've played this year has been on a Thursday.
Has it every one of them? I think they did. Sure? I think they played against Calgary on a Saturday. Maybe it was a Friday. I don't know. You might be on to something.
Anyway, it's been weird how many Thursday games they play. I just thought I'd ask you. You're in the know with some of that type of stuff.
But yeah, no, I'm not. I don't know. I have no idea. Listen, I don't know. The CFL does a lot of things that I don't have a reason for. But I do agree. I think there's points in this game, guys. And for you teaser players out there, this is the way to go. It's going to be a close game. Like, put it this way. Like, if anyone's blowing anybody out, Montreal could win and go in there. But, like, every one of Hamilton games is close. So, like, if you took Montreal +10, and you could tease this thing to the over 42.5, there's a winner right there, and that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. All right. We just got through our first segment without something overheating, melting down, breaking, snapping. Late Night Anger Man, cross continue.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Just bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Quite the night here so far. You know, I was ready for a smooth operation. I'm like, all right, we're ready to rock here. We got some good guests. It's all good. It's hot as hell, and I start tripping over things. Thinks I'm in the midst of a heat blackout, and I'm sweating like crazy. You know, I was the stress though. See, now if you notice, I'm not sweating, Matthias. Look, just like that. It happens to me like that. Like the other day, I famously couldn't get a bet in on the show. I was bone dry, bro, and like 10 minutes later, I was dripping in sweat. The veins were bulging. Like when I start to get angry, I sweat. Like so, like it makes it worse. So when somehow I was like, oh my God, but yeah, we're good now. We're cool, calm, and collected right now. See, Anthony Trace will join us later from Pro Football Focus. And we've got Steve Merrill a little bit later on. Hopefully, I don't get hit in the head with a sign. Now, last night on the set, a sign nearly fell off, and a sign did fall off and nearly hit me on the head at the end of the show last night. Actually, there was a set crash during the prime ministerial debate in England tonight. Like, so that's why I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. It happens everywhere. Remember last year, too, during the pandemic, when the ESPN soccer guys, the wall fell on top of the dude? I thought it killed him. I was like, man, I think this guy's dead. All right, we got Andrew McCannis with us here. All right, so hold on. Let me just set the ESPN schedule here. So as we mentioned, this game is on ESPN Plus, 7:30 Eastern time. Friday night, BC Lions and the Rough Riders. That's on ESPN2. Saturday night, great game, Winnipeg and Calgary on ESPN2. And then Sunday, we've got Ottawa and Toronto, a rare Sunday night game in the CFL. So just to wrap up, Andrew McCannis, you like the underdog Montreal Alouettes on Thursday. That is correct?
Yes, sir. +3.
All right. BC Lions, 1.5-point road favorites right now over the Rough Riders. Kind of tough, but I guess the Riders are in the same basic situation, right? They're missing players due to COVID. We don't really know what their quarterback situation right now. What's your feel for it earlier in the week? It's tough right now, so I won't hold you to it too much. I don't know, like the Riders were missing a bunch of guys last week. Are they going to have them back this week? Who knows?
You know what, Gabe? Feel free to hold me to it, because I'm putting the chips in on the BC Lions right now. This is a matchup where I don't want to think twice about, and to me, there's just too many things going on with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You know, the fact that the number, first of all, was just so wrong last week. I was able to get +6, and it goes all the way down to get one day that to push back the game, and we see what happens. That game was one of the weirdest and just poorly coached games by the Argos I've ever seen. The fact Saskatchewan was even in that game at all is a complete joke. If you're a scoreboard watcher, you think Saskatchewan probably played okay. The fact of the matter is they had a horrible game. The Argos just played very bad as well in victory. Why am I bringing that up? Because I really don't believe Saskatchewan's going to be healthy enough. I think BC is going to be able to put up points. And I feel like BC, this is kind of a big week for them in a weird way. You know, they haven't looked like the same team from week 1 to 4 in this past couple game stretch, albeit against some tough opponents and still, you know, won a lower scoring game. But I don't think the Riders can hang. And Gabe, I don't want to trust them to win a game or keep a game close by kicking field goals. I'm really, really passionate about this play because I've just read so much this week about it. Like, even their coach is bothering me right now. He's having that, pity me type mindset right now. He said, for a quote, "I think the negativity of that Ottawa game has followed through our team a little bit, and it's hurt us in a lot of ways. We're not getting calls. Questionable calls are going against us." It just seems like he wants to get out the world's smallest violin and make us all feel bad for his team for the fact that they have injuries. One of their players threw a helmet at somebody and they have COVID-19. You know, that's just the fact of the matter. And as a
don't forget, you're leaving something out as well, that one of their players got suspended for making a racial comment to a quarterback. Right. So yeah, you left that. It was the same guy
as the helmet, right? Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was the helmet guy was another guy. The helmet guy was Shaq. What's his name? Shaq Evans. he threw a helmet at somebody. It was the Marino guy. The Marino guy got suspended for 4 games, but basically for like 3 different things. He got suspended for 2 games for like a cheap shot at the quarterback's knee. He got a suspension for celebrating the injury and encouraging the crowd. Like, you know, he saw he was down and he got kicked out of the game and he encouraged the crowd. And then it turned out after he said something about Masoli's Samoan descent. I don't know what the line was, but Masoli said after it was incredibly offensive and the league agreed, whatever. So he got suspended. So they tagged on another game for him. So my whole theme is, you're right, they're kind of scumbags, right? They're a dirty team. You know, they're mouthy. And now, like you said, they're crying because they don't get calls and stuff. It's not going to be easy for BC going in here. But listen, McKinnis, I love the under that Argo game the other night against these guys. But you saw there was a million weird plays and stuff and returns and mistakes. So I don't know about the total here, but I could see BC winning.
I had the Argos first half. I had them +6 full game, but I had them first half. Did you see what happened for me to lose that first half bet? The coach decides to go for a 61-yard field goal for no reason. They miss it, and Buddy returns it for a touchdown. I mean, it's just a poorly coached team in Toronto. Saskatchewan is not a good team. I really like the Lions this week, Gabe. Like it a lot.
Somebody says it was Duke Williams who threw the helmet. So what did I say? Shaq Evans? Yeah, it's Duke Williams.
But Shaq Evans has been injured. So there's lots of problems right now with the Rockets.
Yeah, Shaq Evans has been injured. So, yeah, he threw the helmet, and, yeah, somebody else, I think, didn't somebody on the Argos, though, spit at him? the CFL's been pretty off the chains this year, actually, to be honest. The guys are throwing helmets at each other. They're absolutely murdering each other on the field. There's no respect whatsoever in this league. That's the one thing. And I'm telling you guys, we've spoken to people, talked to guys that have played in the CFL and the NFL. They tell you the CFL is crazier because the NFL, the field is smaller, and everyone's bigger. The CFL is more of a speed-based league, so everyone's big. It's almost like demolition derby, right? Like, no one can really get a running head start on you. The rules are really in place that you're going to get penalized for hitting somebody, like, dangerously in the NFL. And the other thing is, in the NFL, you're all making a lot of money. So you don't really feel the need to, like, you know what I mean? Or you're buddies with people. You're part of a union and stuff. The CFL, man, teammates barely know each other. Like, they don't care. You know, you just have some nut job that's, like, the only reason he's in the CFL because he's a nut job to begin with, right? So, well, it's true. It's true, McKinnis. There's a lot of guys in the CFL that have talent, like NFL talent, but they got discipline problems. You know what I mean? You see it time and time again, bro. You ever seen a league where players will just not care and do something like incredibly selfish and dumb after a play? Watch a Montreal Alouette game. It's like every second play.
Yeah.
It's like they'll get a big sack and force a punt, and then Buddy will, like, you know, start a fight. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, like, you're dominating him. Why'd you just start a fight with the guy? Or, like, they'll throw a helmet or they'll spit. Like, I'm telling you, it's a freaking fun league just because it is so crazy. The players are nuts in this league. Remember last year in the playoffs, McKinnis? The Argonaut players ran into the stands and got into a fist fight with the fans and stuff.
Like, 4-game suspension for that.
Yeah, like, they're looking for it in the CFL. It's like, oh, you want to go? Like, you've got a bunch of angry dudes that think, you know what, I'm only making, like, you know, 220K. I'm only, you know, that's another thing, too, in the CFL. If you really murder someone, you only get fined, like, $2,000 and stuff. So it's kind of worth it, McKinnis, if you don't like somebody.
Well, the team chemistry, too. These contracts are so short that you don't really know your team. Every second, third year, a lot of the players are different.
Oh, every few weeks. It's the only league you can beat a player to week one and we can get cut the next. Like, it's cold. Okay, so
For the record, Gabe, Cody Fajardo, MCL ligament damage, but he was at practice wearing a brace wrapped up. So take that for whatever you want.
He wasn't playing well, though, before. You know what I mean? Exactly. Even. Yeah.
And if he gets hit once, what's going to happen after that? And the second time, what's going to happen?
I think
it might even be a worse thing with him being out there. Is that incorrect to say? It could be a bad thing if they put him back out there.
Yeah, what was that? Delgado? What was the other guy's name? He wasn't bad, actually. He was, you know what I mean? It wasn't like his fault they lost. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Calgary Stampeders. Look, this game is a pick 'em. This is, if you're not like big CFL, if I would tell you if you're going to watch one game this week, this would be the game to watch. Winnipeg are the two-time defending champions. They're undefeated. I actually think they want to go undefeated, bro. I think they're kind of driven by it now. Like, they haven't had a perfect season before, right? I think now this is sort of what drives them, that, like, you know what, let's just win every game and run the table all the way through and see if we can do that. And I wouldn't put it this way. The game is a pick 'em. I'm not getting in front of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, bro, in a pick 'em game. And, in fact, they're even plus half a point. But that doesn't really mean anything. But technically, that means they're under. I don't know why they do that. We always kid that. They're plus 0.5 minus 110 or 110 on the money line. So and the game can't end in a tie. So I'm not getting in front of that. Give me the Bombers. Who are you taking?
Have to go with the Bombers. The fact that they open up as underdogs is quite shocking to me. And then, of course, with the information, with five players missing practice, some due to illness, just regular sickness, some due to COVID. One of those players being running back Kadeem Carey, and he's top three in rushing yards per game, you know, this year. I think that's a huge loss. Some linebackers, a left tackle. You know, I don't want to just say every week, Gabe, that some of these injuries are just influencing my plays, because I remember talking with you last year, 2 years ago, that sometimes the teams with COVID in college football or even NFL were the teams that were winning, because of course that's built into the number. But in this instance, they need all hands on deck. You think back to several weeks ago when Calgary played against Winnipeg. It was a statement game for Winnipeg, and they got the job done in what I thought was kind of a bad spot for them. I think Winnipeg continues to roll, and what I've really learned about them recently is that they have even more depth than I thought they did. They're a team that if they have one guy injured, if they have a receiver that usually gets the most targets down, they do have that next man up mentality. Whereas I think a team like Calgary, they need everybody around, everybody on that field to get the job done against Winnipeg. So I do like Calgary in this one, and I am going to rock with the under in this one as well, Gabe.
Ooh, the under. 4 to 46.5. That's bold. Why you like the under? There's a battle.
It's low for a reason. And I think that, you know, Winnipeg has proven, of course, they can win high scoring and low scoring games. But with Winnipeg still having a few weapons injured for them and out, and I think that, you know, with Calgary, they're probably going to try and slow things down and run the ball if they can. And Winnipeg, they don't care about running the score, man. I honestly don't think they do. You know, in that game against BC, it was a big game for them and it was a shootout. But Winnipeg's very comfortable, you know, milking the clock, maintaining possession and just marching the field. And, you know, if you look at their wins this year, they haven't all been that exciting. A couple of them have, don't get me wrong, but if you watch their games, they really haven't been that exciting. But sometimes great teams don't need those big flashy wins. They just get the job done.
All right, we'll wrap up with McInnes on the other side. We got one more game with Ottawa and Toronto. Maybe he's got an overnight baseball pick. The Vancouver Whitecaps are going to the CONCACAF Champions League. They beat TFC. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, yeah. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Man, where does the time go? What a fast... I told you, McKenzie, your birthday. It's nearly your birthday already. You told what I said to you, you're going to be 60 soon. Before you know, you'll be 60. God willing. God willing, Andrew McInnes, with quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. All right, we got Anthony Trace from Pro Football Focus, Steve Merrill coming up. We got a couple more minutes with McInnes here. Red Blacks and Argos on Sunday night, 5 o'clock Eastern to be exact, in Toronto, in the 6. Argonauts. Say what you will about the Argonauts, but they've actually won three games, right? They're one of these teams where it's like you watch them play, you're like, man, like, oh, no, no, why'd you do this? Like, you know, they got stuffed on the goal line. Like, you know what I mean? They have these moments in their games. Like you said, they kicked that field goal at the end. It's like, dude, he's not going to make this, all right? Guy misses, like, extra points. Now you want to make a 63-yarder, 61-yarder, whatever. So got returned for a touchdown, but they have won three football games this year. Now they're five-point favorites against an Ottawa team that deserves better, actually. I'm almost starting to feel bad for these guys, to be honest. And I don't usually feel bad for teams, but my gut tells me, I think Ottawa's the play here, bro. I think Ottawa finally gets it. Like, I don't trust Toronto as a favorite. What's your opinion, your feel?
I agree with you. It has to be the eye test, you know. And what did they do last week, the Argos, to make me interested, not just betting on them to win a game, but betting on them by laying points like this? And I'm right there with you. You know, this is the thing. The Argos have a solid team with some weapons. And, of course, a guy like Andrew Harris is going to tear it up with the run game. But they can hold leads. You know, McLeod Bethel-Thompson is good for a turnover every single game. They're not trustworthy. Give me the Red Blacks plus five. Small lean to the over on this one, but I don't know if I can trust the Red Blacks to kind of be involved in a shootout. So probably a lower scoring plus five, but I think we can see it. As far as Portland goes, give me Burns on the mound. I'll take the Brewers.
The Brew Crew on the way out. Good job, McKinnis. Excellent stuff. Follow him on Twitter, McKinnis Picks. Nationals just took a lead on the Dodgers. Bring it.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.